Informed, non-inflamed. Politics.
All right, let's really talk about media bias and give you some guidelines. I'll also talk about the Ben Carson scenario playing out now. First, and I've been saying this for decades, the media is biased. Second, get over it. You are the reason the media is biased. Most of the media companies know what you want to hear and get ratings for it by giving you and feeding you what you want. They have done it by breaking up the audience into niche segments. The majority of us want reality TV. We want it simple. We don't want to have to overthink. That's why we get the political debate we get today. Now, some of this is okay because most of us want to have a president that we can get to know. We want to make sure this president isn't a robot. The problem is we ask too many questions about the entertainment of the president rather than the issues. The main issues we are facing today are complicated. The majority of Americans do not force politicians to come up with nuanced answers. Instead, we get black and white responses to very great issues. And these issues are difficult. One issue they're not talking about is Medicare. Why? Because the majority of older people who are either getting or will get Medicare vote. So no politician from either party is discussing what's going to happen to us financially. Foreign policy is another chaotic issue. Clearly, no candidate on either side has come up with a clear and concise idea of how to deal with the rest of the world. In fact, I would say the Benghazi hearings show that many House Republicans are clueless about what the State Department does. Listen to my interview with Will McCants, the author of The ISIS Apocalypse. He talks about the confusion and real lack of solutions that are available to stop the problems in the Middle East right now. But most Americans want a solution now. That is not going to happen. No politician or people in the media will bring this across. Third, the majority of us look at the media as a total entity when, in fact, we only criticize the entity or entities we don't like. Fourth, there is an unconscious liberal bias in the media. I have written about this before. I have seen it in action while being in the media. And to be honest with you, I'm okay with it. One reason is to reach the masses with news, you're going to have to lay out all perspectives of the story that will probably have a liberal bias. Journalism was meant to appeal to the masses. Now, that being said, there has been a need for middle-of-the-road or right-wing media. One reason is because of free enterprise. There's a reason why Rupert Murdoch, Chris Ruddy of Newsmax, who I've worked for, and Drudge, and the Breitbart Empire have done well for themselves. They've appealed to very wealthy and very conservative-leaning people. Because they have chosen to be more bipartisan, they come across as unreliable for solid news. And that doesn't mean that you should be ignoring them. Personally, I agree with a lot of conservative issues that make sense for us economically and sometimes in foreign policy. Do I agree with all of them? No. One reason is they're too involved with special interests like Wall Street and military contractors. Yes, I know, I sound like a libertarian, which I am not. The Democrats, yes, do this as well. My point is that we have plenty of media on all sectors around us. Yet here's the irony. If you take the media in its totality, then the media is unbiased. I learned this from my experience as a reporter and also talking to experts on key issues. In fact, this is why I wrote my book. There is a way to truly understand or get a better idea of what is happening if you read multiple sources. And when I say multiple sources, I mean sources on the left and the right, on the far left and on the far right. I am doing a GoFundMe campaign for my late friend Giles Pace. He was a former Green Beret, later went out and did freedom fighting throughout the world for the oppressed. He was also a great source for me, and he had keen foreign policy predictions. One of the things he told me was always read the far left and the far right. Most of the times, he says, they won't get the story right, but they will have threads of truthfulness. Too many times on my sites, I see posts from people quoting as fact what the far left and the far right media are saying. I also get chastised when I post stuff that they don't think is right. I try my best to put up opposing views on the same issue. I also try not to criticize anyone's bias. But I do criticize them if they tear down the opposing bias as either untruthful or deceitful. So here are some rules on social media or social discourse. First, we are searching for a state of awareness, not a platform to pontificate on. My experience throughout the years is that there are good solutions on the left and the right, and there are times when some work and some don't. And at times like this right now, when the world is changing drastically, some of our beliefs are either archaic or totally unworkable. That's why I think too many Republicans are living in the 1980s and too many Democrats are living in the 1990s. And those times don't exist today. Second, when you are posting, try to post the opposing side as well. If you cannot post an opposing view, then you probably need to question your motives. I think too many of you are way too partisan and act like football fans, hoping for a win as opposed to bringing us all together to find solutions. Third, when someone posts something you don't like, don't attack them. Instead, post something as the opposing view. Unfortunately, there is a reality here about many conservatives. Read the book The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt. He talks about why people vote and the way they vote. His conclusions, done scientifically, show that conservatives have a very robust palate for politics compared to liberals. He likens conservatives to the person with a great eating palate, a food connoisseur. That's why I like having dinner with Republicans more than Democrats. Nah, that's not true. Conservatives sense far more different things and as a result become even more passionate about their issues. And for the most part, what he says, I think is true. I see it on my sites. The more passionate, or some say angry, are the people who are conservative. However, there are some liberals who get their dander up, but it's mostly liberals who react to the conservatives. I see a lot of arguments among my followers. I am okay with this, unless, of course, someone starts attacking another person personally. And sometimes they do get close to that. Sharing of ideas should be more about trying to learn about someone, not about making yourself look smart or making your issue more important. The other thing we're beginning to realize is that most of the issues that are facing us today are cutting across both liberals and conservatives. For instance, special interest campaign money bothers both sides. I think both sides also worry about draining our assets in foreign countries, not only like money, but also our youth. Here's my last point. When you hear a politician scream about media bias, then you need to question the politician. Let's talk about Ben Carson here and his recent dust-ups with the media. First, I don't know if Ben Carson is making up those stories or not. And you don't know either. We were not there when those stories happened. Second, Ben Carson is running for the most important job in the land. He better have corroboration when he tells stories like this. Third, if you happen to be running and you want to get your stories across, here's a tip. Get someone else to tell your stories. 9 times out of 10, we will all exaggerate or embellish. By the way, I was the greatest television host in the history of television. And it is better to have corroboration rather than your own accounts. Fourth, if a politician is railing about the media and media bias, then he has a problem. Ben Carson has a communication problem. Does that mean he should not run for president? No, but you have every right to question him. And people on the left and the right are doing that now. I'm okay with this. It is part of our democracy. I am okay that people are doing that to every candidate. We should be scrutinizing our candidates, though, but not the media. Again, I am one of the biggest critics of the media. And yes, they are part of the race. They are making a lot of money off of this race as well. But you don't have to fall into that trap that the politicians and sometimes the media want you to fall into. You need to look at the media in its totality. There's plenty of information for you to figure out what is really going on. Remember, media bias starts with you. That's Informed, Not Inflamed.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.